Hi, hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, Jimmy here right now. It's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter, Over the Falls in an Airplane. We were escaping from the dread Mungunzi Pygmy tribe in Africa in Captain Squinty's airplane. Captain Squinty and Coco Choco and the rest of the native boys had gone back to camp in their jeep, and we were going to fly away from danger. But as we got out into the lake, we discovered that we were out of gas. Meantime, the airplane was drifting out of the lake into the rough Congo River and heading for the falls. You can imagine our almost terror when we thought we were going to go over the falls in our dead airplane.
Watch out for them rocks. It's in the bottom of the water there, Eugene.
Yeah, I see you, Mayor. I see you. Just put the head on the control, please.
We're turning sideways.
No, we're not. There, a wave knocked us back onto a straight course.
Hey, we're coming to the fall. We're going to go over.
Hold on to your hats, fellas. When we go over those falls, we're going to glide out into space.
Wow, look out there. Boy, those falls are higher than I ever thought they were.
Hold on, Sparky. Oh, we made it. Oh, was I holding my breath. Yuki, that was a fine bit of maneuvering you did there.
Yeah, fine.
That's what I said. Well, we're safer over the falls.
Yeah, we're gliding down toward the river below. Gee, how long do you think we can drive like this, Yuki? An airplane can't fly without its motors very far, can it?
Well, it's all according to what kind of air currents we hit, lad. If we get the right kind of updraft, we might be able to glide for several miles.
Yeah, boy, this is fun.
Sparky, I wish you'd stop jumping up and down like that and jiggling around in your seat. I'm afraid you'll fall against the door and knock it open and fall out. Now sit back in your seat and relax, will you?
No, I won't fall out. Boy, you see, we sure are gliding a long way. Feels real funny to be flying in an airplane without the motors going.
Did you ever fly in a glider, lad?
No. Did you?
Oh, yes. Me and old Howard Boscott used to belong to the Gilded Gladiator Gliders Club out there at the old Western Hills Airport. That was back in 1939, 40, and 41. That was the years preceding the Second World War, you know, lad.
Hey, how about that, Yuki? I didn't know you and Howard Boscott used to fly gliders.
Oh, yes.
No, I didn't know that either, Yuki. I didn't even know that there used to be a glider club out there at the old airport.
Oh, my goodness, Big John. I got news for you. I was the president of the club.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
You were the president of the Gliders Club?
Yeah, he was known as the Wingless Clipper. They never did go up in any glider.
Too heavy, huh?
Oh, he's too fat. We couldn't get a glider big enough for the mayor to fit into.
Well, if you've flown gliders, I can see how come you're able to glide this airplane so well. Seems to me, Yuki, that you're taking advantage of every updraft in the jungle.
Well, if this was a real glider, and it didn't have any motors on it to weigh it down like this, I could probably keep us up in the air for, a couple of hours or so.
Big John, I bet you didn't know this, but one time back in 1940, Uzuki went up in a glider and he stayed up for 14 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah, the only reason I came back down was because I was getting hungry. I ran out of sandwiches, chocolate bars. Right.
Howie, I'll bet that was a record that lasted for a long time.
It lasted one day. In fact, not even one day. The very next day, your very good friend, old Howard Boskin himself, went up in that very same glider and stayed up for 16 hours and 44 minutes.
Well, what do you know about that? Oh, boy.
Howard Boskin stayed up for 16 hours and 44 minutes?
Yeah, the only reason he came down was because the joystick, that's what they call the stick you steer the glider with, lad. The only reason he came down was because the joystick stuck. Luckily, it stuck pointing down into a perfect landing position, or else he might still be up there.
Well, it doesn't look like we'll stay up that long. We're losing altitude now, aren't we, Yuki?
Yeah. It's these motors on this here airplane. They weigh it down too much. If this was a regular glider, well, I could glide us all the way back to Pasoko. It's only 22 miles, you know.
Wow, wee! Are you going
to
land on the river, Yuki?
Yeah, that is right, lad. In fact, we have to land on the river. As if we want to get back to Pasoko, we'll just float downstream with the current.
How far do you think we've glided in the air, Yuki?
Well, about 5 miles, I'd say, Big John.
Well, that means we're about 17 miles upstream from Pasoko. It won't take us too long to float that far with the current.
Well, here we go. We're going to land on the river.
Easy day, Yuki. Smooth as a fine landing, Yuki.
Yeah, fine. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, now what, Yuki? What's the matter, Yuki?
Yeah. Is there something wrong, Yuki?
Fellas, I just happened to think of something. We're not out of gasoline after all.
What?
I forgot all about the emergency gas tanks in this airplane. See, all I have to do is throw this switch and we can use the gasoline in the emergency tanks. Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. Very funny. Very funny, Yuki, but you... What's the matter with you anyway, you dumb cluck? Do you realize you risk our lives needlessly going over them there falls in this here airplane?
Now, Mayor, don't be too harsh on Yuki. After all, he's not used to this plane. It's Captain Squinty's and he just bought it.
Yeah.
Anybody can make a mistake.
Well, just I threw the switch. Fine. We're all set to use the gasoline in the emergency tanks. Now let's see if the motors start.
Now, what would you do for a thing like that?
Well, we'll take off and fly back to the circuit. Here we go. Sparky lad, you take this line, jump out onto the shore, and tie us up to that there tree. Will you do that?
Okay,
Yuki. Well, Buster, here we are back where we started from. Where do we go from here? Do we do more big game hunting or what?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, Mayor. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Big John. I was thinking,
You know, Mayor, I hope you've got in your mind what I have in my mind. Do you want to go home?
Well, I was thinking I should go back home. After all, I am mayor of the town. I got a few official duties to take care of.
Yeah, I was thinking I better be getting back home, too. I can't stay away from a taxi cab business too long.
Well, we all want to go back home, but now the big problem is, how do we talk Sparky into it?
I don't know, Buster. That is going to be tough.
Well, what do we do if the lad doesn't want to go back home?
I don't know. What do we do? I'm quite sure he won't want to go back.
Well, I sure wish we could talk him into going home, too.
Yeah, so do I, but I'm afraid it's going to be a tough job. You don't know how much he likes something like this.
Well, Yuki, I got the plane all tied up to the tree, okay?
Say, Sparky, there's something we'd like to ask you. You see,
What do you want to ask me, Big John?
Well, we were talking and, Mayor, you tell him.
Well, you see, lad, it's like this. We thought, you tell him, Yuki.
We were kind of wondering, Sparky.
What's the matter?
Well, lad, we're sort of wondering, do you want to keep on hunting big game real bad?
Oh. Oh, Jamie, you still want to stay here in Africa? Well, if you want to stay, I will. But I tell you, I'm getting awfully homesick for Charlie Kramerding and Maxie Fincher and Rabbit Ears McKeeser and the Wonderlick Twins and Flabby Globbistrottle and all the rest of the guys in my club.
Well, if you insist, we'll... Wait a minute. Do you mean, lad... You mean you want to go home, too? Well, what do you think of that? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, looks like we're going to be leaving Africa. As soon as Captain Squinty and his men get back, we'll be loading up the April Blossom, and then we'll be on our way. Boy, I'll bet by tomorrow this time we'll be almost ready to start on our trip across the Atlantic. Hey, it sure is going to be good to see good old Rabbit Ears McKeister again, and Maxie Fincher, too, and Charlie Clamberding, and Hennessy Q, and Isidore Z. Wonderlick, and boy, the whole gang. I tell you, I miss that wonderful little shack of ours in Wubblebing's Woods, and I just can't wait till I get back. So our club, the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystery Secret Circle, can have one of our very important all-shades-pulled-down-all-doors-locked-tight secret meetings. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, kids. I got to help load the ship. So long.